It's natural for people to experience difficult trials and to feel their heart break in the midst of those trials, especially things that include, feeling betrayed by someone else or let down by someone else. And in these situations, it's easy to be shaped in a bad way. Someone has a bad marriage experience, then they go and hate all men. Or someone has a bad experience with a woman and they start to see all women in a bad way. Whatever the case is. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't let us walk away from those experiences scarred and crooked. We want to come back whole and better. This life was not meant to be easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, "Verily we created man in toil, in struggle, in trial." You know, this is something that we expect from this life. But at the same time, we're supposed to face those struggles and trials with faith. And in such a way that we can walk away from them even gracefully, with compassion, with becoming a better person instead of becoming worse. So the first thing that I want us to think about in regards to this is to forgive yourself and to forgive others. And I say to forgive yourself because sometimes the problem we think is with others, but in reality, it's a strong level of discontentment with one's own self. That is nagging the person and causing the person to feel pain. So realize that you have the ability to forgive yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran to never despair from the mercy of Allah. Whatever it is that you've done or that you've gone through, don't despair from His mercy. The other thing is sometimes the person has been traumatized by what someone else has done to them. Forgive them as well. This is the time for forgiveness. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us that if a person ever suffers an injury from someone else and they forgive that person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise that person's rank and will forgive that the forgiver's own sins. So subhanAllah, your forgiveness is a reason to be forgiven. Sometimes the problems are bigger than just praying and going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of worship, but we actually have to go and get professional help. And professional help should not be seen as a taboo. It's not seen as, you know, you're crazy or something. It's something that you should see as a means of tazkiyah, of purifying your heart from ills, purifying your mind from ills. So go and get professional help if that's the next step for you. If you've experienced something that's traumatizing or something that you feel would affect you later on in life in terms of marriage or family, this is a time to recover and heal. So go and get professional help. You've taken the first step by watching a video. And we know the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that someone who takes a step towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to them in arm's length. And if you go to Him in arm's length, He comes to you a fathom's length. And if you go to Him walking, then He comes to you rushing. So be happy that you've taken the first step. Now take the second and third and fourth and fifth step to really try to recover and heal from whatever you've experienced. And remember that you're worth it and that you're not beyond recovery. Don't think, "I'm so screwed up right now, nothing can help me." That's not true. It's the shaitan and it's his waswasa. You can easily get out of whatever situation that you're in. You just have to be willing to struggle a little bit longer, a little bit harder to get through it.